Today's shir is Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, the last words on the Amid. The Mishnah begins, the Gemara was in the middle of discussing, is Tzar Baal Chaim in Issa D'Oraisa or not? Toshma, so Gemara attempts to bring a Raya. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we've been discussing so extensively, Ki Sira Chamor Sonacharovitz, if you Tachas Masoi, if you see your enemy's donkey laying under its bundle, under its load. Says the Gemara, we learn from this pasuk, roivitz, only if it's that way it happened, but not v'lo rafta, not that it happens on the regular basis. Roivitz v'lo oimid, if the animal is still able to stand, then this halacha doesn't apply. Tachas nasoi v'loy mefurik. Not when it's not, when it's already off the back of the animal, the halacha doesn't apply. Tachas nasoi, only masoi shochel amibay. Only if it was loaded with a mount that it could have normally withstood. The amrit, says the Gemara. If we're saying that Tzar Baal Chaim is a deraisa, Mali wrote with Mali Raftson. What's the difference if it happens all the time or it happened once? Mali Oimid, and what's the difference if the animal is standing? If the concern here is Tzar Baal Chaim, so then the halacha is that we should be concerned under all circumstances. Our Gemara has taught us that the word Raftson versus the word Roivitz means that somebody that happens on a habitual and a regular basis. So sort of many mefarshim explain that in the Tfilas on Yom Kippur, we declare, Ka'ato Solchan Yisrael. We say about a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he is a Solchan. And what does that mean? That what we're saying is that even if we do Averis on a regular basis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kata Sochon Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel our Averis, even if Chas V'Sholem, we do that on the regular basis. So Yerushalmi asks, that we already learned in our Mishnah, Afila Arba V'Chamesh Pamim, that even if the animal, this happened a number of times, one has to help pick up the animal. So what is the Gemara teaching us? So Yerushalmi answers that an animal that happened on a number of occasions, that this is what happened, it kept on falling, is not the same, says the Yerushalmi, as the situation that we're discussing here. Here we're speaking about a situation where the animal is a raftson, that it happens all the time. There's a difference between an animal where it happens all of the time versus an animal that it happened, even if it happens a couple of times, but it doesn't represent that this is what this animal is all about. So we've clearly proven, asked the Gemara, that Tzar Baal Chaim is not the Raisa, because were Tzar Baal Chaim a deraisa, then the halacha should be, even under these circumstances, we should have to help the animal. Answers the Gemara, Ahamani, who is the Tan of this braisa? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glili. He represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili clearly holds that Tzar Baal Chaim is drabonim. And says the Gemara, Hochnam Stabra, it makes sense to establish that this braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Tani, because we also learned in the braisa that we began our shiur with today, that tachas masoi, it's only an issue if it's overloaded under its a load, and we learned that it's masoi shiochel amabai, it's a load that it can normally withstand. Says the Gemara, man shamet le disle hesfara, who is the mandama that says that only if the animal was loaded with something it can normally handle, do we have this mitzvah? Rabbi Yosef Glili, says the Gemara, we clearly see, Shema Mino, that this price is following the opinion of Yosef Glili. We don't yet know what is the opinion of the Rabbanon vis-a-vis Tzar Baal Chaim. asked the Gemara, how can we say that this price is following the opinion of Yosef Glili? For Ketani Seifa, we learned in the price that continued saying, Tachas Masoi, V'loi Mefurik. And what does V'loi Mefurik mean? Ilema Loi Mefurik, that is, if the load is not there, Klal, you don't have to have it, help him, Haksiv, but we were learning Hakim Takim Imai, that if the load is off the animal, we do have to try to help reload the animal. El Pshita, Lemefurik, which means that when you're coming to reload the animal, the halach is you don't have to do it Bechinam, you could ask Schar, you could ask for wages, says the Gemara. Who's the man Da'amah that held in our previous year? Man Shamat Leidis Leher Svara. Who holds this svara, that when it comes to loading up the animal, we can ask for payment? That is the opinion of the Rabbanon. So isn't that clearly an indication that this brisa represents the opinion of the Rabbanon, not Rabbi Yosef Glili? Answers the Gemara, no. We could say that this brisa, Loilam Rabbi Yosef Glili, does represent the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. However, in the issue of Petahina, when it comes to loading the animal, in that question, Savalak Rabbanon, he agrees with Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, continuing this halacha, the Torah says, Kisira chamos nacharovis tachas masai, yachol afilim arachayk. Maybe would say that even if you see this animal from far away, you are obligated to go help it. Tamalayma kisifka shari vechay chamara hashatishalai. Pegia, kisifka means when you're right next to it. E kisifka. So says the Braisa, if we're going to completely rely on the words kisifka, yochel begiyah mamish, you have to encounter the animal. And if you're not near the animal, you have no obligation. Tamaloima kisira, when you see it. So says the Gemara, there has to be some sort of a compromise. So says the Gemara, ve'ezi riyishesh begiyah, when is it considered that you have both qualities? That on one hand it's still Re'iyah, on the other hand it's like Begiyah, says the Gemara, Shira Chachamim Chazal establish Echem Sheva or Mechtzav Mil. If there's a mil and 7.5 mil, if there's 7.5 mil, if we divide a mil to 7.5, that's the amount. How much is that? Says the Gemara, Vezeris. Tana, Adada, somebody who's helping the animal. Imai ad parsa. You have to walk with it for a parsa. Because you need to be concerned that the animal will again collapse. Amar Rabba Babachana, but says Rabba Babachana, for this, that you walked along with the animal to make it sure that it's not going to collapse, for that, everybody agrees you're not l'schar, you're allowed to take payment for that. The Chashukei Chemed, now that we established that there's a shear of Kisira, that you see something, so the halacha is, there are many brachas that are recited when you see the ocean, when you see a Beis HaKfaris. So what's the halacha here? Because it's very relevant, particularly in Yerushalayim, in certain locations you could see Har Menuchas, in certain locations you could see Har Azesim. So if you see them all the time, and then when you go to visit the Beis HaKfaris, the halacha is that you don't make a new bracha. You only make that bracha when you come to a cemetery and you haven't been in a cemetery for 30 days. So he says that even if you see it, even when you see it from far away, as long as you see it, it's considered you're seeing it. On the other hand, he says, there's another bracha that's recited when we come to the Makom HaMikdash and we see it b'chubanai. That, he says, that even if a person lives in Yerushalayim in a place that he could see, you don't make the bracha only when you're right there. So then he says, another question, what's the halacha if you see something but you only see it through a telescope? Will that be considered that you saw it? He says that, and he quotes the Shas of Tshuvas Petzela Chochma, that the that even seeing something through a telescope, as long as you have a clear sight of it, it's considered as if you saw it. And his principle behind all of what he's saying is that the bracha is recited because it causes an impression on you. So as long as you see it in a way that it causes an impression, then you have to make the bracha. And he brings a raya that you don't have to actually be there to be considered that you saw something. The Torah HaKadosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, did not enter Eretz Yisrael, but the Pasuk says, V'yireh Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu as Kol HaOretz, all of Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how could the Pasuk use the word V'yireh, that he saw all of Eretz Yisrael, if he never actually entered Eretz Yisrael? So from here we see that seeing doesn't mean necessarily the conventional seeing. As long as you saw to a degree that it made an impression on you, then the halacha is that that's considered the yira that you saw it. Continues the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, a famous Mishnah, which teaches us Avedas of Avedas Aviv. If somebody lost something and his father lost something, and he only could spend time getting it back, one of them, what should he do? And the same halacha I saw the Rishonim explain, as we've been discussing in our sugyas very extensively, if somebody's animal is overloaded and you have to take care of an animal, which one should you take care of first, yours or your father's? Avedasai kedemus. Yours comes first. And I saw a very interesting story with Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber was once sitting together with Rav Chaim Brisker, his Rebbe, and Rav Chaim Brisker was suffering. And Rav Baruch Ber, who loved Rav Chaim incredibly, said, I would take upon myself the suffering that my Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brisker, suffering, I would like to take it on myself. Rav Chaim heard Rav Baruch Ber make this comment, and Rav Chaim very sharply commented, I don't like when people say things that are against halacha. A number of days later, Rav Baruch Ber said, I didn't originally understand what my father, what my Rebbe Rav Chaim said. But then I remembered our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Avedasai v'avedas rabbi, if it's your loss and your Rebbe's loss, shloi kodim, you have to take care of yourself. There are many people that have asked me, Perek El Metzias, as we're finishing learning Perek El Metzias, many people ask, we know that many yeshivas, when they begin learning Gemara, the Masech that they begin with is the Perek, and the Masech they begin with is Perek El Metzias. Perek El Metzias, as we've just finished learning, is a very geshmaka perik. But why from all of the prokim in Shas is the minig, is the custom that we begin with this perik? And they say it's because of this Mishnah. I don't know if they always get up to this Mishnah in the yeshivas. Because the point of our Mishnah is, as we're about to learn, Avedas Aviv Avedas Rabbi, if your father lost something and your Rebbe lost something, and who should you return first? Shall Rabbi Kademus. So we learn from here what it means a Rebbe. Because a Rebbe is the one that taught you Torah. Shaviv Havil Olam Hazeh. A father only brings you Olam Hazeh. The Rabbi Shalom De Torah. The Lam De Chachma, the Rebbe that teaches you Torah. Mevil Chai Olam Haba brings you Olam Haba. The Avav Chachma. But if your father is a Chacham, Avedasai Kedemus. So the Daki Moshe comments that this halacha that your Rebbe comes before your father is only if your Rebbe doesn't get paid to teach you. But if your Rebbe gets paid to teach you, and particularly that if it's your father that's paying the Rebbe to teach you, your father certainly comes first. And the Shach says that let's say it wasn't your father that's paying the Rebbe. The fact that your Rebbe is teaching you, the Torah, that is doing it for pay, says the Shach, this halacha wasn't applicable. The question that, of course, that we need to understand is from Aviv Chachma, but if your father's a Chacham, Aviv Kedemus. What does that mean? Does it mean that you learned Torah by your father? Or is it enough, Machlokes Rishonim, or is it enough that your father is a Talmud Chacham. And the Mishnah is teaching us that as soon as your father is a Talmud Chacham, then the halacha is that your father goes first. Hoy rab, aviv rabbi, continues the Mishnah. If your father and your Rebbe, noisa maso, you're carrying a package. Menich eshel rabbi, first help your Rebbe, vakach menich aviv, and then afterwards help your father. Hoy aviv rabbi beis hashevi, if your father and your Rebbe were kidnapped. Poydus rab vakach poydus aviv, but again, says the Mishnah, v'm aviv chachav, if your father is the Chacham, with the different pshatim that we just learned, paidus aviv, first do your father, v'akach paidus rabbi, and then you do your rabbi. An interesting question that the Paiskim discuss, here we're talking about a father and a rabbi. What about a wife? If your wife lost something and your rabbi lost something, who comes first? So the River of Ephraim says that since the halacha is that kamasha kamsi isha, so then the halacha is that it's the same as avidasoi, avidas aviv, avidas rabbi. We just learned that your aveda always goes first. So I saw that the Mishnah halachas discusses, the Shas Chus Mishnah halachas says, we've many times learned that a wife could choose any oisa, any nizonis, any oisa. I'm not going to give you my earnings and you don't have to support me. What will be the halacha under those circumstances? Then we don't necessarily have the halacha of kamash kansi isha kanabala. But it seems that he says that even if that is the situation where kamash kansi isha kanabala is not applicable, it doesn't change the fact that ishta kegufoy, that, and since ishta kegufoy, then the halacha is your rebbe, your wife always goes first. The Mishnah says, By the father, it doesn't say l'chaya olam hamza. By the Rebbe, it says l'chaya olam haba. So I saw the Mefarshim explain, the Mishnah here is coming to teach us a very important lesson. The chayim of olam haza, the life of this world, is not the real chayim. The real Chayim is the Chayim that we have in Olam Haba. And that's why it says, Olam Haba. Chaya Olam Haba is the real purpose of our being here. Not Chayiv Olam Haba. That is not really what's important. An interesting question. Here we're learning about the respect that we have to show a father, the respect we have to show a Rebbe. The Chishuk Yechemet brings a shayl that was asked to Reb Elyosher. And that is that there's a father who's unfortunately not well. And if his son will go off to yeshiva, the son helps the father put on talis tefillin every day. And here, if he goes off to yeshiva, there won't be anybody to help the father put on talis tefillin. What should he do? So he says that it's a very difficult question, because our Mishnah just taught us that one has to think about his own situation first. But on the other hand, he says that we find that Yaakov Avinu, who was told by his parents to leave, was punished for the 22 years that he didn't do Kibra Ava'im. So he therefore says that one should think about this, and unless the father is Michael, unless the father says it's okay, then the father doesn't have to, then he should stay with his father and do the mitzvah kibbutz avim and learn near his parents. There's an interesting question we just discussed, the rabbi mevioi loilam chayo olam haba. It's your rabbi that brings you to chayim olam haba. And unfortunately, that on times, it should never happen, there are talmidim, there are students that learn by a Rebbe, and then those students go off and don't act as they're supposed to act. And now the halacha, the question that obviously comes up, is that here we're learning in our Mishnah the importance of showing respect to a Rebbe who brought you to Chayei Olam Haba. But this Talmud is not actually acting in the way of Chai Olam Haba. Does this halacha that we're learning here, that you have to show respect to your Rebbe, apply even if you know if you're not acting in a way that you're showing that your Rebbe brought to Lachai Olam Haba? And the Cheshuk Yechemet discusses this question, and his opinion is that once a Talmud is in the category that he's not acting in that way, so then the halacha is that you don't have to, then that all the halachas of a Talmud to a Rebbe are no longer applicable. Says the Mishnah, Menali Mili, how do we know that your Aveda always goes first? Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Akra, Efes Kaloye Becha Evyon. The Torah says that you have to, your first responsibility is Shecha Kodem Shel Kol Adam. You have to do whatever is necessary to avoid being an Evyon. Vamar Yudam Araf, Hamakayim Kal Makayim Atzmekach. So on the other hand, somebody is always thinking about himself, and he's thinking, I have to do what I have to do not to become an Evyon. What's going to happen at the end is that Bala Dekach. There has to be a real balance. On one hand, you do have to do whatever you have to do not to become an Evyon, but that doesn't give you a dispensation from, that doesn't give you a dispensation from doing Chesed. Draman Yeridea quotes the Sefer Chassidim that, again, as we said, that it's only if the Rebbe is teaching you for free. But if your father's paying the Rebbe or anybody else is paying the Rebbe, this halacha would not apply. The Ben Yoyada explains what the Gemara just says. Kol Mekayim Atzmekach, Soit Boladei Kach. He says that on one hand, as we're learning in the halacha, as the Gemara has been very clear, Avedos, the Mishnah has been very clear. Avedos soy kedemus lavedos rabbi. Your aveda comes first. But on the other hand, as we've learned in this Masechta, there is a concept of lefnim mishur sadin. So what is the proper approach? So he brings to this an incredible story. He says there was a person who had an elderly father, and he never showed respect to his father. He never, ever showed respect to his father. And when his father, he didn't show respect and he didn't take care of his father. And this father, Nebuch, sat and lived with all the poor people that lived in that city. One day, it was a very cold day, and this father was sitting out in the cold with all the other poor people. And his grandson, the son of the son, who didn't show this proper respect to his father, sees his grandfather. And he tells his grandson, could you please ask your father to send me a coat? I'm so cold, and I need a coat. The son comes home and tells his father, I met my grandfather, sitting in the street, freezing cold, and he's begging for a coat. So the father tells the son, go upstairs to the attic, and in the attic, you'll find an old coat of mine, and that coat bring to your grandfather. He should have a coat that he says he's so desperate for a coat. He goes up, and he's upstairs in the attic for quite a while, and his father is wondering, why? What takes so long to go up to the attic and just bring down a coat? So he goes up to the attic to see what is his son doing. And he goes up and he sees that his son is taking this coat that he told him to bring down. And he has a scissor and he's cutting it into two. And the father asks the son, why are you cutting this coat into two? I told you to bring down this coat and take it to your grandfather. I didn't tell you to cut it. He said, well, the reason I'm cutting it to two, he says, because there's going to be a day that I know that you are going to be in the same situation. When you're going to be old, you'll be sitting out with the poor people. And you're going to need a coat. And you're going to ask my son to bring you a coat. So I'm already preparing half of this coat that it should be for you. What a powerful lesson. And that was the lesson that this son had to hear, what it means to show respect to a father. And that's what the Gemara means, says the Ben Yoyada. Kol ha-mekayim ba'atzmekach. The way you act, says the Gemara, soik ba'odekach. Life is a circle. And what the way you behave is going to have a direct, is going to have a direct impact on what's going to be with, what's going to be with your children. We learned in the Mishnah, if you and your father are carrying a baggage, you leave your father's, first take your Rebbe's and then do your father's. So says the Gemara, when we speak about a Rebbe, it's talking about Rabbi Shalom the Chachma, that taught him Gemara, Vlay Rabbi Shalom the Mikra, not the Rebbe that taught you Chumash, or Mishnah, Divra Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Kol Shorayv Chachmasai Mimenu. Anybody who, most of your Torah came from that individual, that is the person that you have to show this respect. Rabbi Yosef Omer, I feel like her, Einov, Elba Mishnachas, even if he only taught you one Mishnah, Zahu Rabbi, he's already considered your rabbi. Amar Rava, Kegoin Rav Schaira, what is an example of that? He says, Rav Schaira taught me Sahaima Listerin. They had a big spoon that they used to use to get the foam off the top of the pap. He told me the definition of that word, and that's already enough for me to be, it's enough for me to consider him the, his, my Rebbe. Shmuel Karmani, Shmuel ripped Kriya, Alei Hahum Rabbanan, on the Rebbe, the Asbere, that taught him that the Mishnah Masech, the Talmud Perigimel Mishnah Vav, describes how they opened up the Beis HaMikdash doors every morning. The Kayin that won the lottery to do Trumas Adeshin was the one that opened up the Beis HaMikdash doors every morning. And he says, the Mishnah says there were two keys. Achajar Lamedus Beis HaSachi. One was at the height of the shoulders, and the Kayin would put his hand in. There was a hole there, how he reached the key. Achajar Pisa Kivin, there was another key. Amma Ula. Tamid Chachamim, Shababavl, the Tamid Chachamim who sat together and learned Torah, Oimdim Sabneza, Tamid Chachamim who learned Torah with each other, would stand up out of respect to each other, the Karen Zelze, and they would reach Rip Kriya, because that the Chavrusa, the people who I learn with, are people who I learn much for. But if somebody found his colleagues Aveda and his father's Aveda, Eina Chayzrim, that halacha, they didn't apply to every colleague that they learned with, they only applied it by Rav Muvik. Kaboy Mnei Rav Chizma Rav Huna, Talmud V'tzarech Rabbi. If you have a Talmud that, if you have a Rebbe who needs the Talmud, so because the Talmud learned in other yeshivas, and the Talmud has a lot of Torah that he could teach his Rebbe, what is the halacha? Amalei Chizda Chizda. So Rav Huna thought that Rav Chizda meant to say that you, Rav Huna, need me, Rav Chizda. So Rav Huna said to him, Chizda Chizda leitzrich nalach. I don't need you. Atzrich asli. You need me. It says the Gemara Anabon Shnin for 40 years. Ikbedi Hadadi that they were upset with each other. V'la'ayli la'abudadi and they didn't see each other. Yosef Chizda Bon Tanisa. Rav Chizda sat 40 Tanisa Mishum the Cholish Tate de Rav Huna because he made Rav Huna upset. Yosef Huna Bon Tanisa. Rav Huna sat 40 years Mishum Chashadal Rav Chizda because he falsely accused Rav Chizda that Rav Chizda as if needs was saying this about him. What was the 40 years? So the Sefer Be'er Sheva explains that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says, "Ein Adam Oimer Adas Rabbi Abam Shnin." A Talmud doesn't really understand his Rebbe for 40 years. Here we learned that Rabbi Yossi said that even if you less learned one Dvar Torah from your Rebbe, he's already considered your Rebbe. It says, what does it mean? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the Nesiv Shalom explains you can learn a Mishnah and know the Mishnah, but if you don't really understand the Mishnah, then it's not Her Enof. Her Enof means that Rebbe is the one that's able to give you a new insight that you wouldn't necessarily have if you didn't have a Rebbe. Itmar Rebbe Yitzchak ben Yosef and Rebbe Yochanan, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda, that only if you learned most of your Torah from him, whereas Rebbe Achim Rav Huna Amar Rav Shesh Halacha Rebbe Yosef. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rebbe Yochanan Hachi, that Rebbe Yochanan indeed say this, from Rebbe Yochanan Halacha Kestam Mishnah, that we always follow a Stam Mishnah, but Tanan, and our Mishnah says, Rabbi Shalom the Chachma, says the Gemara, Mai Chachma, says the Gemara, Chachma means Rav Chachmasai, and therefore it doesn't mean that you just learned one thing from your Rebbe. If you learned Rav Chachma from your Rebbe, then, only if you learned Rav Chachma from your Rebbe, then and only then is he considered your Rebbe. Tana Rabbana Ha'isim and Mikra, people who spend all of the time learning Tanakh, Midah, Ve'en Midah. It's good, but it's not great. Mishnah, if somebody spend their time learning Mishnayis, Midah, it's fine. V'noit l'aschar, it's more worthwhile that somebody just learns Tanakh. And the people who learn Gemara, Eilecha Midah G'dayel Mezud, there's nothing greater than somebody who learns Gemara. L'oilem havarotz l'mishnah, Yoisim and a Gemara. So, of course, ask the Gemara, Hagufakash, it's difficult to understand what we just learned. Amrit, the Gemara, we just said regarding Gemara, Eilecha Midah G'dayel Mezud, there's nothing greater than learning Gemara. And a minute later, we say, V'ada Amrit, L'oilem havarotz l'mishnah, Yoisim Gemara, that Mishnayis is preferable over Gemara. How do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Nishnas Misazu. This Mishnah was taught that in the time of Rebbe. And in the time of Rebbe, there was much machlaikis amongst Klai Yisrael, what the halacha was. And nobody really knew. And what happened was, and Rebbe came and taught us the Mishnayis. And Rebbe said, by learning the Gemara, we understand the Mishnayim. And what happened is that Shavka Kulam Misnisen, everybody stopped learning Mishnayis, Vazla Basa Gemara, and then they started learning Gemara. Hadadarsh Lahu, and then he taught them, Lailam Havarotz Lamishna Yosem and Gemara. He saw that they were ignoring Mishnah. So we need to understand, is it Mishnah or is it Gemara? So I saw a beautiful Pshat. The reality is that you have to learn both. But what he was teaching us is that you have to learn with a cheshek. You have to learn that you should want to learn. So when they stopped learning Mishnayis, because they didn't have desire to learn Mishnayis, he had to build up Gemara. But both are important to learn. Another pshat that I saw, Havarotz L'Mishnah, is that many people learn Mishnayis B'Peh. And the reason that they learn Mishnayis B'Peh is that when they're traveling, they should be able to do uvelechtecha baderech, that when they're traveling, they should be able to learn and not waste their time. So what we're learning here is havarotz. When you're on the road, you're running, then the halach is you should have mishnayis in your mind, mishnayis baper, that you should always be able to study. Another pshat that I saw, havarotz l'mishnah, is that of course Gemara could really only be understood if somebody is studying the Gemara. Mishnayis can be learned quickly. And that's what he said, Havarotz l'mishnah, Mishnah you can learn quickly. Gemara cannot be learned that way. Says the Gemara, my darsh, what made him learn that say the Gemara is greater? To the darsh of Yehuda Baloi, my diksiv Yishayis says, Kro begoyren al tachshoich, kashoifer, atachshoich, kashoifer harim karelich, v'hagil la'ami pisham, ubeis Yaakov chatosam. Hagilami pisham el tamid chamim. It refers to tamid chamim shishkogus naslam kizdoinus. That when a tamid chacham doesn't avery even b'shoyig, it's treated like he did a b'mezid, because the tamid chacham should have known the halacha, and even if he did the avery b'shoyig, he should not have come to that. Ubeis Yaakov chatosam el amaritz, that when they do avera b'zodin, even if they do the avera b'mezid, it's naslam kishkagus, it's only considered like they did a b'shagig, because the expectation is much lower. Hainu t'nan, yudayim avazor b'talmud, be careful to know what you're learning. Shishigas talmud, because if you're going to make a mistake, If a Talmid Chacham makes a mistake, then it's going to be considered Oyla Zodin, could be considered a Mazin. So one pshat is, as we just learned, the Talmid Chacham is expected to know the halacha. Another pshat is that Talmidei Chachamim are the people who everybody watch what they're doing and what they're not doing. And therefore, when a Talmid Chacham does an Aveira, it's not only he who's doing the Aveira, everybody learns from him. And therefore, since everybody learns from him, the level of we have to watch is much greater. Another pshat that the Nefesh Chaim explains in his Sefer Ruach Chaim is that every time a Talmid Chacham does an Aveira, it has a tremendous influence all in the entire universe. And therefore, the Talmid Chacham's Aveiras are much more serious. Dorsh Reviewed by Loi, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Shem Udvar Hashem, HaChareidim Al Dvaray. Who are the Chareidim Al Dvar Hashem? El Tamid Chum. Achechem, El Abayim Balim Mikra. That they don't know the Gemara, they learn from the Tamid Chum. Senechem Ali Balim Mishchem, Menadechem Ali Amaretz, Shem Atavram. So, and the, we see that the Amaratzim are considered, are called Menadechem. The definition of Menadechem is somebody like a Nida. And therefore we would think there's no hope for such individuals. Shematayma, Pasuk Sivram Abatol Seguyim. The people who are not Tamid Chachamim have no hope, have no future. Tamloimer says the Pasuk V'nir B'Sam Chaschem. We all will be Zoycha to see the Simcha. Shematayma, Yisrael Yevayshu, Tamalayma, that Talmid Chacham, those who are not Talmid Chacham will be embarrassed, says the Gemara, Vehem Yevayshu, that if the Chavim will be Yevayshu, will be embarrassed for what they've done in this world. But Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael, Yismachu, the Meher B'Yameinu, the Bias HaMashiach Tzidkenu. Says the Mishnah, Mafkid Eitzel Chaver Peyma L'Kalim, if somebody asks somebody to watch for him, an animal or Kalim, and they were stolen, or they were lost. And the halacha is that a nadi owner is coming to ask the shomer for what he left by him. Shilem, and the halacha is that under the various circumstances, a shomer will pick the shomer chinam. The halacha is a shomer chinam is only chai b'pshia. So let's say the shomer chinam says it was stolen. I wasn't a posheya. But let's say the shomer chinam, instead of saying that, he says, Shilim, I'm ready to pay for Leirotz L'Shava, because he doesn't want to swear, Sherei Amru, because the halach is, Shem Echinim, if a Shem Echinim swears, for Yotze, and unless it was a Pshia, he's off the hook. And now, Nimtza Ganef, the Ganef was caught, the halach is, Misham Teshlume Kefil, the Ganef has to pay Teshlume Kefil, and as we learned very extensively, in Masechta Bavakama, if the Ganef had stolen a shor or a seh, and he slaughtered it or sold it, Tavach Machar, that the halacha is Misham Teshlumei Arba V'Chamisha, and now the question is, Lemi Mishalim, to whom does he pay? Lemi Shebekadon Etzloi, the shomer gets the payment. It says, so there's a Machloikus Rishonim here. Our Mishnah speaks about a case where the person, the shomer, instead of paying, went ahead and paid himself. What would be the halacha if he said a claim, Pashati? Notice, as we just learned, a shomer chinam is chayiv by pshia, and this shomer chinam said, I was a pshia, which wasn't even necessarily the case, and he certainly didn't have to say it. But let's say he said it because he didn't, again, want to get involved. Will the halacha of the Mishnah apply that because he said, I'm a posheya, the halacha will be that he, and therefore I have to pay, and then it turns out that he wasn't a posheya, it turns out that it was stolen, and the ganef is caught, the kefil will go to him? Or is it only specifically in a case where he should have sworn and he declined to swear, does this halacha apply? The chalakas v'shayim. Nishba v'lay ratz l'shalim. But let's say the shomer chose to swear. instead of paying, and then nimtza ganef, and then the ganef was caught. B'shalom teshlumei kefil, the ganef is going to have to pay kefil. The loch is, if the ganef was tavach u'mocher, he has to pay dalav hay. And here the loch will be, l'mi m'shalom, the baal b'kodin, he pays it to the baal b'kodin. Begins the Gemara, l'mi l'misna behema, l'mi l'misna kelim. Ask the Gemara, why was it necessary to teach us both the loch by behema and kelim? Tzricha. Answer the Gemara, ditana behema. If the Mishnah would have only told us the halacha by behema, have a mina behema who the makna le kefela. By behema, the person who left this behema by the shomer who gave him something which is a real issue to take care of. B'shem the nafish tircha la yula lafuka, taking care of this animal of mine is a real tircha, and therefore, if you take on the obligation of paying it, paying for it, when something happened to it, that's where the halacha will be, that you'll be off the hook. Ava kelim, when we speak about kelim, the loy nafish techayu, the job of the shomer wasn't that significant. Emelai makna kefela, there he won't get the kefel. Vitana kelim, have a minel kelim with the makna kefela. By kelim, he gets the kefel. The loy nafish keflayu, it doesn't represent that much money. Ava bebehema, but by an animal, particularly as we just discussed, the chitavach machar, if there was tvicha mechira, so it ends up being, it could end up being a very significant amount of money. There we would say, because you pay b'sham tashlumei above chamisha, ema lemakne kfeila, maybe their kfeil is not paid. That's why tzricha, both halachas, the halacha is that we both had to mention both cases. Asked Gemara Maskev, Rabbi Bechama, so it's saying that the owner gives you the right to the kefil. But at this point, there was no chiv kefil yet. So ask the Gemara, if at this point there was no chiv kefil yet, how could the owner have given you rights to something that doesn't exist? Because we learned throughout Shas that ain't adam makna davish labalaylam. And the reason that ain't adam daknam davish labalaylam, there's two reasons. Nebuke Yosef explains that what does a kinyan represent? He says, what a kinyan represents, we say this vart very often, it represents a gemiras das. It represents a seriousness of intent. Says the Nebuke Yosef, you can't have that level of seriousness of intent when it's, you can't have that level of seriousness of intent on the Dovish Labalaylam. That's one pshat. The other pshat that I saw is that a kinyan, there are halachs of kinyanim, and a kinyan is not effective on something which is a davish lebelaylam. So I asked the Gemara, how could this kinyan have taken place? Maskler of, how could the owner make this type of an arrangement? Maskler of Bechama, v'ayin adam makna davish lebelaylam. The filu, says the Gemara, ramei dam adam makna davish lebelaylam. The opinion is, ramei, is that you can make a kinyan hanimili. When does he say that? Peristekel. If you have a tree that has fruit, so the tree that has fruit, ultimately that fruit is going to come. That's why Ramei considers that you can make a kinyan. Aval hocha, in the case of our Mishnah, asked the Gemara, mi yeim de migneva. Just because I asked you to watch something of mine, there's hopefully not going to be any geneva. Vim tim tzolem de migneva, and even if it's going to be stolen, mi yeim de mishkach skanef. Who says we're going to catch the ganef? Vim mishtak, and even im mishtakech ganef, even if we're going to be able to catch the ganef, mi yeim de mishalim. Who says there's going to be kefil? Because as we know, moide b'knas is potter. And if the ganef will be moide before he actually is sentenced or caught with edim, he'll be potter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav, the way to understand this Gemara is that Nasakaimalai, the halacha views that every time somebody asks somebody to watch something which belongs to him, it's as if they clearly stipulated, L'cheshetignav, if this object will be stolen, V'tirtzavetishlemeni, and you will take it upon yourself to pay me, then Hare Parasa Kanulach Ma'achshav, this animal that I watch, asked you to watch, the halacha will consider it as if it was yours all along. And if the halacha will consider it as if it was yours all along, then if it's stolen, then you get the alvehei, or if it was something else, you'll be the one to to deserve the kefil because you were the owner of this object when it was stolen.